As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Anybody got a guess what letter today's sermon is brought to you by? Let's have the first slide, Elliot. It is indeed. Who do you think the first P's might be this morning? Pooh and Piglet, that's right. Now, Pooh and Piglet, they had a brilliant idea to give some things to their friend Eeyore, didn't they? Yeah? But it went a bit wrong for them, but they still brought what they had. And we've brought what we've got this morning. It's not going to be enough to feed every hungry person in the world, but this is enough to feed some families. And sometimes we think, oh, we can't do everything, and it stops us doing something. Pooh and Piglet, they could have thought when they got the empty pot and the burst balloon, oh, it's not enough. I'll take it home again. I won't give it to Eeyore. But they bought it. They bought what they had in their hands, and it was enough. Now, Eeyore doesn't begin with P, but it's P. So it's Eeyore, okay? And Eeyore, he found the good in what was brought to him. He found a way to rejoice. It wasn't exactly what he'd hoped for, and it might not have been exactly what Pooh and Piglet were originally going to bring to him, but he found a way to rejoice and be grateful for what he had, which was great. Now, I've got some more things beginning with the letter P as well, and you're going to need your Bibles open. So if you can find one of the green Bibles that's around on the pews around you, and turn to page 1115. That's 3 1s and a 5. It's about there. It's quite close to the back. And it's Philippians 4. This is what Harriet read for us. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Okay. And I need those of you who are good at reading these things to find for me the first word beginning with the letter P. Well done. Okay, so start at verse 4 on page 1115 and find for me the first word. Yes, Ethan. Pardon? Oh, you should set your church. I haven't got that one. I've got in verse 6, the first letter with a word beginning with the letter P. Prayer. Ezra, can you come up? Are you okay to come up to the front with me? Righty-ho. I've got some things in my bag. Righty-ho. Oh, well done. Thank you very much, Elliot. That's brilliant. Look, I've got a bag as well. This has got lots of things in it. Whoa. Oh, I'm dropping everything. Oh, dear Ezra, what's going on? Right, I think it's in here, the P one. Aha. What is this?
Book of
Uncommon
Prayer.
Excellent, good. So that is a book with prayers in it. Can you go and stand over there with my book with prayers in it? Excellent, good. So we don't always need a book with prayers in it. What is prayer, though? What do we think prayer is about? Talking with God? Yeah. Sometimes we use written down prayers. Sometimes we just use prayers that we come up with in our head. We talk to God about what's going on in our life, and we listen to God. But the writer of this, another P, Paul, he tells us a bit more about prayer. What's the next word beginning with P? Hannah? Next one in here. After prayer and petition. Are you okay to come up to the front with me? Petition is a funny word, isn't it? Oh, I've left my... Is my blue folder still down there on the pew? Oh, excellent. Good. What's a petition? Anybody know what a petition is? Has anybody ever signed a petition? Some people. There you go. Petition. There you go. What does that say? Petition. What does this say? Dear Prime Minister, we the undersigned believe that every Friday should be Paddington Day, on which everybody should eat marmalade sandwiches. There you go. Could you go and stand next to Ezra with our petition? So a petition is when you ask for something. And God loves to hear us when we say to him, actually, we need something. Would you help us, please? What's the next word beginning with P after petition? Present. Excellent. Are you okay? Now, this is a bit of a cheat. I couldn't think of a thing for present, so I've got a... I will present you with this present. There you go. If you go and stand over here. So we've got our prayer, which is made up of petition, when we talk to God about things we need. And we bring them to God. We present them to God. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm feeling down about something or there's something going wrong in my life, I hold on to it. And I don't like to tell other people about it. But actually God asks us to come to him and tell us about it, to present what we need to God so that he can... It's not that he doesn't know, but he loves us to open up our hearts to him so that we can talk with him about it. So we present our prayers to God. There you go. And what's the next P? We get in verse 7. We're going to come and talk with God about things. Yes, Hannah. Peace. Excellent. The peace of God. Now, what was I going to do for peace? Oh, I know what I've got for peace. Come here, Hannah. Do you know what? I was thinking about what I could do for peace, and I was thinking, sometimes when we... It feels a little bit, I think, peace, the peace of God, like a great big hug, a great big blanket wrapped around us. Can I wrap this around you, Hannah? Is that all right? There we go. So the peace of God is like a blanket that makes us feel all comfy and safe and secure. So we pray, we talk to God about things we need, we present our needs to God, and God gives us peace. He wraps a blanket around us. Isn't that brilliant? Right. We're getting there. There we go. The next P is a little bit later on, in kind of about two-thirds of the way through verse 8, towards the bottom of the page there. Go on then. Yeah, what have we got here? Pure. Excellent. This is about things we're going to think about, the things we're going to hold in our minds. Are you going to come up? Yeah, excellent. Where have I put the pure stuff? Here we go. What do you think's in here? It is water. Now, how can you tell if water is pure? You can see through it. Is there any dirt in there? Is there any muck in there? What happens if you eat dirty, mucky water? If you drink dirty, mucky... You will be ill. That is right. And in the same way that we have to be careful with what we eat and drink, that it's pure, that it's not dirty, that it's not going to make us ill, the same thing... It's about the things we think about, the things we read, which we watch on television, the things we give space in our heads. Are they going to be things that are going to make us poorly? Are they going to be things that make us strong? Oh, we're getting there. Whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Who said praiseworthy? Harriet, you read it for us. You can come out. Right. I was really scraping the barrel for this. What's this, Harriet? It's a medal. We give medals to people who do things well that we want to praise, don't we? So we think about things that uplift us, that help us, that give us a positive outlook on life, pure and all those other things, and praiseworthy. And what happens if we do that? What's the final P that we get? Oh, no, hold on. There's another one, isn't there? It's not the final one. There's another one. I nearly missed one. And now I've lost where I am. Ah, there you go. End of verse 9. What does it say? Practice. Excellent. Good. You're on edge waiting to find out what I've got for practice, haven't you? Aren't you? Here we go. Does anybody watch Wimbledon? Yeah? Does watching Wimbledon make you any good at tennis? What do you actually need to do? Practice. There you go. Can you come and hold my tennis racket so you can practice? And it's the same with following Jesus. It's the same with living our Christian life. We can come to church, which is good for us, but actually we can't just read about it. We've got to put it into practice. We've got to actually do practical things like we have this morning. We've bought food so that we can actually help people. We put what we believe into practice. And then the final P takes us back to peace. And I have only got one blanket, I'm afraid. So Hannah, can we have you back at the front? Yeah. So it's a little bit like this. So we've got peace there. So you three go that way. And you three, oh, and you go that way. Yeah, excellent. And you come this way. All three of you, come here. So, when we talk to God about what we need, when we ask Him for the things we need and we present them to Him, it gives us
peace.
And when we think about things that are and praiseworthy and we put them into
practice,
it gives us
peace.
So if we want peace, what we need to do is to be talking to God about what we need and putting into practice, both in the way we think and in the things we do, our faith and what we believe. So today's sermon was brought to you by the letter
T.
Excellent. Good.